Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Caravan of Garbage, where we're making our way through the Tom Holland Spider-Man trilogy.
Aye. Please. That's the face he makes at the end.
Oh, sorry, I mean, you can't tell. Sorry, say that again. I talked over you. Go.
James.
I'm sorry.
What a terrible start.
No, it's good. Go on.
It's really good. Where was I?
You said aye is the face.
I did say aye like
no,
that.
I talked over it again.
Oh,
then.
My God. Total silence. Aye. Like the face he makes at the end. You know the movie?
That's what he does.
Although, you know, you can't see his face.
No, but it's definitely happening.
He's not as expressive yet as like an Andrew Garfield.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
We're in the Garf Naissance.
Yeah, sure.
With Andrew Garfield, and he, you know, and those movies aren't very good.
No.
But he's good. He's got that theatrical vibe to him, and he moves in a very expressive way, and
he's a long-limbed fellow as
well.
That's
true,
that helps.
Yeah.
You think Tom Holland physically...
He's short and stout. Yeah. Like a teapot.
Like a British teapot.
That's right. Here's a Spider-Man teapot from the internet. We found one.
Available for purchase, presumably.
That's right. Yep.
Please leave a like because we are looking at Spider-Man. He's gone to Europe.
That's right.
And let me tell you, Mason, when they get on that flight and they're like, oh my God, an 8-hour flight to Venice. That's an absolute bullshit flight. I flew to Venice from Melbourne.
Oh, yes.
I'm still on that flight.
Wow.
That was in 2008, Mason.
My goodness.
That flight.
So you missed Iron Man.
I missed it.
Wow.
Actually, I did see Iron Man in Rome that year. That's a true story.
Huh. Subbed or dubbed?
I basically went around Rome for one of the days I was there, looking for a cinema that would do it in English, and I found one, Mason.
That's terrific.
Yeah, and they had an intermission.
Love that.
Where I got an espresso and a big pizza pie.
Sorry, you got a what? An espresso?
Yes.
All right.
Espresso machine.
You bought an entire espresso machine.
Shut up, Mason.
Okay.
Anyways.
Anyway, Far From Home. First of all these titles are too confusing.
What's happening
here? I hate them.
Yeah.
Every time we go, what are we recording next week?
Call it European Vacation.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Though I will say this, because I hadn't seen this since it came out in cinemas, I wasn't really super interested in going back to it. It's pretty fun. It's a fun one.
I think so too, yeah.
Great villain.
Mm-hmm.
Great Spider-Maning.
Great villain, James. Don't you mean great hero? Remember when they tried to trick us?
Yeah.
Or maybe the internet was ablaze and it's like, oh no, maybe they've changed it. Not everything in the MCU is exactly like the comic books. Maybe Mysterio. Maybe that guy with the big fishbowl head who sprays green smoke everywhere he goes. Maybe he's a good guy. Maybe he will actually be a good guy in this. Maybe that's the trick. Maybe that's Mysterio's trick. He'll be a good guy. He'll be a hero in this.
Yeah.
He's not, is
no.
He? No. Why would you think that?
And the other thing is, the first trailer for this was released in January of 2019 when Spider-Man was canonically dead.
After Infinity War, yeah.
So it spoiled that a little bit, didn't it?
Well, maybe the MCU isn't exactly like the comic books and maybe he would stay dead and Spider-Man Far From Home would be about the big hero Mysterio.
Could be.
That's right.
Even though Spider-Man is in the trailer. But maybe that's Ben Reilly. It's from the comics, but you don't do everything like the comics.
Maybe Mysterio cloned Spider-Man earlier and he would turn him into Ben Reilly. It's all references from the comics.
It's all different in universes, isn't it? Mm. Yeah. Anyway, Tony Stark is sort of back in the sense that he's dead, but he left Spider-Man a fleet of killer drones. For some reason.
I mean,
just shut that down. If you die, you have a little thing that says, if my heart stops, the drones all explode. What are you doing?
No matter where they are on Earth, they
doesn't
all
matter.
Explode. But I mean, I think that's the...
A psycho in death.
You would think that, oh, the legacy is, you know, the wisdom he passed down to Peter Parker. No, the legacy is the satellite full of killer drones. That was what he was like in life, and that's how he'll remain in death.
Yeah, fair enough.
Just circling the globe, delivering death to people who don't deserve it, like school kids and so forth.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, you don't think that guy deserved it because he was a bit of a bully?
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, drone striking.
And he was pretty handsome, and he was trying to be like, he's trying to be kissing MJ, but that's not his responsibility.
No, that's true. He's not the main character, and he should know he's not the main character. Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane, supporting characters, which I liked about this.
Yep.
Everybody has a fun little side story.
Absolutely.
Again, I think that works with the teen movie angle. I think that was a lot of fun. You know, we get Ned and Betty, and they're having that whirlwind romance in the background. I thought that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Starr's teacher is having a series of mental breakdowns because his wife faked her death during the blip.
Yep.
That's a bit of fun. JB Smoove thinks everything is the result of witches.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A lot of fun.
Which is not incorrect a lot of the time in this universe.
It's true, actually.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Mysterio, again, another villain created by Tony Stark, who we see bopping around in the background in a few scenes,
That's
actually.
That's fun. They should do that all the time.
Just keep putting him in different movies?
I mean, him or any new villain. Just put him in the background.
Absolutely.
That guy who tells Spider-Man to do a flip, make him a villain. He did that. You did that flip too good. You embarrassed me in front of my friends. I'll get my revenge one way or the other.
Absolutely. I do like everything that they're doing with Mysterio in this. Again, like you said, not everything has to be exactly like the comics, and this is that.
Certainly because it's Gyllenhaal. Jake. It's super handsome, super charismatic Jake Gyllenhaal.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in the comic books, he's normally like a... He's a freak.
A grubby SFX guy.
Yes, exactly.
Yuck.
A real loser.
Yeah.
Why else would he put the fishbowl on his head?
Yeah, exactly. You
know, not clean it. The dirty fishbowl.
He just licked the inside
of it.
Yeah,
fine. That's a good point. But yeah, I mean, and you know, that's what you want to do in this universe if you want to convince Peter Parker and the world at large that you are a hero from another universe. Got to be handsome.
Yep.
Got to have that designer stubble.
Yep.
Got to look good in a turtleneck.
Got to look good.
Looking sinister in the background.
I like how his look and his story borrows a lot of like iconography from other superheroes. There's some Doctor Strange style like glyphs in his smoke magic.
Sure.
He's got like an Asgardian kind of cape. Like Captain America, he's like a soldier from his world, from another time or whatever.
That's cool.
You know?
It shouldn't be green smoke though.
You don't think so?
That's the clue that he's evil.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Should have been...
A less sinister smoke.
Yes, like yellow.
Yellow smoke's good.
Piss yellow smoke.
Exactly. Anyway, Jake Gyllenhaal, he's really good in this because he is convincing as like this stoic, heroic villain. You know, he's got the look as mentioned and all of that. And then the moment when he turns, when Peter Parker leaves the bar after he gets all the killer drones that Tony Stark left him, just crazy.
Yeah.
Really good.
Bringing back a little of that Nightcrawler vibe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not Marvel Nightcrawler, the different Nightcrawler.
Some people
watching these videos haven't seen any other movies, but there's a movie called Nightcrawler that he's in.
Yeah, X-Men 2. Yeah, I've seen it.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I'm one of those people, Mason. I haven't seen other movies.
No.
But I loved how his team, it's basically like a visual effects unit.
Yeah.
And they're made up of former Stark employees.
And Ralphie from A Christmas Story.
Oh my God, he's in First Iron Man. I saw that in Rome, Mason.
I know you did.
So I love that, but I was kind of hoping they'd point to more people and we'd recognize them from previous movies.
Yeah, right.
Because it's just him.
That's true,
And then like, this is so-and-so from whatever. And it's like, I don't know her.
And this is Pepper Potts. What am I doing here? I don't know.
Yeah, I just think that idea of Mysterio being a team of people.
Oh, you could have got a Stan Lee cameo in there.
Oh, my God. Well, you couldn't. We'll talk about why.
Oh.
You died.
Oh, but, right.
Yeah. But just the idea that to make something like this come to life, it's difficult. You need a team of like 20 people to make this happen. You could do it?
I could do it.
You reckon you could do it?
Yeah, I reckon I could.
With enough green smoke and a big enough fishbowl for your dumb head?
It's all about misdirection.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to do it now or do you want like a few days to get a big enough fishbowl?
I'd need a big fishbowl and a big misdirection.
Sure.
Yeah, let's wait.
Okay, let's wait. Fantastic. Also, the illusion stuff is, it's just terrific.
Mm.
And I mean in terms of, I know it's like we're in a Marvel hologram universe that doesn't make any sense.
Sure.
But I mean visually when he traps Spider-Man in that weird illusion, it's just very good. And a lot of stuff from the comics that you might see, and there's zombie Tony Stark and he's in his head at one point. It's great.
It's snow globes within snow globes.
Oh my God, that's too many.
I think there should have been just one shot of Spider-Man just flailing wildly in just a...
a regular environment.
Just a spare room. Just a...
Yeah, because what does that look like from the outside? Do you just see the drones, I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. My goodness, yeah. And I will say this as well. I know you think Tom Holland doesn't flail enough. He's not as flaily as Andrew Garfield.
How can you get a teapot to flail? It doesn't work.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. You hammer it out a bit. You flatten it out. It's got a bit of wiggle to it.
Mm.
But
in this movie, he's more like a mocha pot, though. The traditional coffee maker.
Would you put
an
espresso in that?
First of all, mocha pots don't even make espresso, James. It's similar, but not the same.
I don't drink coffee, Mason. I'm just built differently. I drink a lot of coconut sugar instead.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Tom Holland's performance in this is really good. Like, he gets totes of moche in this, you know, multiple times.
Yeah.
And I believe that. I mean, Andrew Garfield can get totes of moche when he dropped his girlfriend off a clock or whatever happened in that movie. But I think Tom Holland is giving him a run for his money here.
I can't believe I dropped my girlfriend off a clock. I'm real beat up about it.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't drop her, but he didn't catch her. I would have caught her. Yeah. I know you would have.
Yeah, it's all about misdirection. You think I'm going to catch her over here and, oh, no. Oh, no.
No. I know you had thoughts on the suit last week in terms of it's blue and red and black.
Yeah, I don't like that.
But this time around, he's got a new suit. He makes it.
Well, he's got so many new suits. He's got the Iron Spider suit, obviously, that he keeps in a little beehive.
Yeah.
It's all buzzing away.
No, that's from the movie The Endgame that came out before this, actually.
Oh, yeah.
This trilogy happens. There's Spider-Man at school. And then Spider-Man goes to space and disappears for 5 years and there's a world-ending cataclysmic disaster and then he comes back and then he goes to Europe.
That's exactly right. Would you keep that in your closet? Just this buzzing Iron Spider nanite suit? It's just, it looks like it's trying to hammer its way out of this thing and it's filled with tentacles and instant kill modes and all sorts of stuff. You don't even know what's in there.
No. And it would be buzzing. It'd be buzzing all
night.
It'd
be buzzing, wouldn't it? Yeah.
You put a sheet over it, but the sheet would get hot.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of shit, mother f***. Or sales. I definitely prefer... Don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, NYX, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, Because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. You know what's really annoying? When you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot. Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect.
Yeah, and you're like, is that going to start a fire?
Yes.
God. Look, I like his Night Monkey suit, his stealth mode suit. Doesn't really need to bring the Spider-Man suit over to Europe.
Well, no, but he doesn't use it, does
but
he?
But we need scenes where he's in the suit talking to Mysterio, so.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
And we need the visual gag where the customs person opens the briefcases.
And says, Mamma mia, you can't bring a banana into Italy. We don't
That's
do
right.
that here.
That's right.
Do you know they don't have bananas in Italy? That's true.
Wow.
You haven't been, you don't know. Oh, wait. That's all I'm
Oh, God. Has this all been leading up to this?
Yeah.
Just you talking about how you went to Italy that time?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Well played. It's all about the misdirection. I thought I was part of a YouTube channel that talks about movies and comic books and TV shows, but you were just tricking me into doing that.
So wait to do about, this.
Yeah, wow, that's incredible. You're a real Mysterio.
Absolutely. So we got his Night Monkey suit, and then he builds his own. Well, builds. He tells the machine to build.
Yes, that's right.
A black and red
He calls his dad's friend, who brings his private jet with all the stuff in it, and he says, build me another one. It's even better.
Yeah. Oh, you've got options here? That one. That one's good.
Pretty much the same one, except it's red and black now.
Yeah, exactly.
The colours of the Essendon Bombers, he said.
Oh, my God, please. Yes, please. I think also, as always, though, Happy Hogan is a great inclusion in this.
Agreed.
He's just a lot of fun every time he pops up, and this is no exception. He even gets a little bit of a run around, you know, which he's known to do.
Yeah.
They let him do that every now and then.
That's right. And he, you know, of course, he gets a little romance. You know, he feels pity for that old hag Aunt May.
Oh, hideous.
God, and he's like, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I could be the new surrogate dad to this boy.
Yeah. Horrible aunt. Yuck. This bit aside, this is where they really lean into, like, we've made a mistake casting the objectively incredibly beautiful Marissa Tomei in this role as someone who's supposed to be a
withered old crone,
a shriveled up old lady. So they're like, well, put her in like big grandma glasses and like you know, out of style clothes. No, it's not going to work.
No.
There's nothing you can do.
You can put a
gonna have to kill her.
Yeah, you gotta have to. You can put a pair of knitting needles in her hand. It's not enough, I'm afraid.
Mm.
Yeah,
they'd be like, she's serving knitting needles.
Absolutely. I think also the finale where it's Spider-Man fighting a million billion drones.
Yes.
You'd think that wouldn't be as interesting as it actually is. It's it's a lot of fun and he's overwhelmed and trying to make his way through this. Not just the illusions, but all of those have machine guns, etc.
That's true, yes.
That's great. And just their confrontation on the, you know, on that bridge at the end. And I love before the fight, he's just like, look, he's just a guy. If I could just get to him, I could just hit him. I hit him one time.
Yeah.
He's a man.
Now, he has control of Edith, the killer satellite, the killer Stark Industries murder satellite.
Mm.
Maybe I could borrow one of Stark Industries' other murder satellites. Maybe I could just do murder satellite versus murder satellite.
Absolutely. That's a great idea.
Maybe I could just... I bet Stark Industries has one of those ones where they just drop the big iron bar out of space.
Oh, okay. And like... just into London.
Just kinetic energy just blows up London. And then, you know, what Mysterio's in there somewhere?
You get him.
Just drop one of those.
Yeah.
Or just launch the 50 Iron Man suits that are just in the archive. I don't
know. Exactly, yeah.
Anyway, we can't go down that road because that's every one of these movies. They were busy.
Well, they say that in this movie, don't they? Yeah.
All the Iron Man suits were busy blowing up other supervillains in other places around the world.
Exactly. Whatever Justin Hammer was doing, etc.
Yeah.
Now, there's a couple of twists at the end of this. There's fake Nick Fury, fake Maria Hill situation. And there are a few hints in this movie that, like, this is not the real Nick Fury because he clearly doesn't know what he's doing, and they hand wave it away as being like, well, he was snapped and, he wouldn't be caught up. But that being said, after watching Secret Invasion, the regular Nick Fury would probably handle this about the same.
Right. He has lost his edge.
Doesn't know what
For
he's
real.
Doing.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
No, I think that show really just points out that he never really had it and he just had a bunch of Skrulls everywhere, really, right?
Yeah, I guess.
That was his thing.
That's really very disappointing.
Yeah, it is. And the other one, of course, is there's the identity reveal.
Whoa.
It's kind of like in Iron Man 2008 when he's like, I am Iron Man or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
When I saw that in Rome. It's kind of like that, but it's thrust upon him. You know, much like the responsibility of being a superhero is thrust upon him by Iron Man.
Whoa.
There's some parallels there. I don't mind.
You don't mind?
No, I don't mind.
You let him get away with it this one time?
Yeah.
And, of course, the return of J.K. Simmons.
Yeah,
delightful.
Exactly, yeah.
Doesn't really get any play in the next one, really?
No, not particularly.
It's a shame.
I mean, he's in it. Do you think the lack of hair, does that detract from the J.K. Simmonsness of it all?
No.
Because they clearly did it very last minute, and they're like, no time for makeup, we're going to shoot this in a cupboard, you know.
Sure, yeah.
This is a big
like
secret.
We do all the time. Yeah. With everything.
Yeah, but apparently him coming in, like, didn't miss a beat. Just was, like, straight back into character. And
totes profesh.
I mean, how do you replace him? You know, I feel like they had the same problem with the Garfield movies, the Bill Murray ones.
Sure.
And also the...
They had exactly the same problem with the Garfield movies.
And the previous Andrew Garfield Spider-Man movies. They just ended up not casting him because they're just how do we top this? We don't.
You know, that's true. Look, at the time, I think somebody suggested get Marc Maron. I think that would have worked.
Like that.
But I think that's more niche.
I heard Ice Cube at one point.
Yeah, right. I think that would absolutely work, but I think it does. Like, I think a certain percentage of the viewers would be like, oh my God, it's Marc Maron. But I think a lot of people would be like, what is that? But to get Simmons back, I think is wonderful.
I mean, he's got the WTF podcast, and he was also in the movie Joker, famously.
That's true, yeah.
He was friend to Robert De Niro, mm-hmm. famously shot in the head in that movie. So, yeah, it kind of leaves everything up in the air about what's next for Spider-Man if his identity is out there, which it has been multiple times before. Also, like, just get someone else in the Spider-Man suit and go, look, I'm here and he's there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Look at him. He's jumping. He's jumping and I'm not jumping. I'm Peter Parker and I'm not jumping.
That's not Daredevil. That's me. Oh, not me. I'm me. That's Spider-Man.
Yeah,
not Daredevil.
But he doesn't know any guys who can jump, so.
I guess he doesn't.
Yeah.
They're all dead. Anyways, it's time for Spider Home Trivia from Man. This is the trivia section of the show.
Love this.
Here we go. Just got a few here. So this is the first MCU movie not to have a cameo by Stan Lee since he died.
Oh.
Didn't film one. Though I feel like we're rapidly approaching the point where we're going to see a 3D scanned Stan Lee. Scan Stan coming in going, hello, everybody. Remember me. I'm dead.
No. Is that what he's going to say every time?
He's going to have to.
Yeah, I guess.
Give it real to life.
Yeah.
Just a bit of reality in these movies, please.
We've all had some fun today, but remember, I'm dead.
Also, apparently Jake Gyllenhaal, he loved the costume of Mysterio, right?
Okay.
So there's a scene where he's like, somebody get this stupid costume off me. But apparently he insisted for a lot of this of just like, no, I want to wear it. I want to wear the big stupid costume.
Huh,
and it is a big stupid costume. I like how stupid it is.
I feel like Gyllenhaal is a little bit like a Ryan Gosling. He just wants to do different roles.
Yeah.
Just to try it out. Like he wants to do an action movie or in a thriller movie and
an ambulance movie.
And I was going to say an ambulance movie and a superhero movie just to try it out. Will he do another one? Very unlikely.
Yeah, maybe. Well, he could technically come back as Mysterio if he is dead because a teammate Mysterio. He's mostly holograms in
that. That's true.
Know? So, yeah. And I guess technically he is in the next movie for a little bit.
That's true also, yes.
Also, I mean, I'm sure we talked about this, but Tobey Maguire was nearly recast in Spider-Man 2 and they were going to pick Jake Gyllenhaal. That was
the situation
for a time.
Mm.
And also, of course, Mason, and you knew this, the Netherlands tulip field scene was filmed in a grass field in the UK. Yuck. And it required 2 million digital tulips. And watching this again, I'm like, oh yeah, that's really noticeable. I hope I picked up on that at the time. Embarrassing if not, Mason. Now, the budget of this was $160 million. And even though it was post-Endgame, which is technically where we are still, it had a return of $1.132 billion. This is the first Spider-Man movie to make over $1 billion.
Nice for them.
Exactly.
Pretty nice. Must be nice.
Yeah, must be nice, I'd imagine, having $1 billion.
Yeah.
Show your friends. Don't give them any, just show them.
Yeah,
have a look at this.
Yeah.
It's for me.
I'm going to lounge around on it.
So, yeah, I think it's, you know, there is still that momentum from the MCU. You're still getting characters popping up and referenced that you know and love.
And Spidey's, you know, Spidey is a known quantity. He's one of the most loved characters in pop culture history. Of course, people are going to want to see more adventures unless they're very, very confusing and poorly thought out.
Yeah.
Next week.
Ooh, controversial maybe.
No, not really.
You're a hater.
I am a hater, but I think the tide has turned on that movie. Okay. I still like it.
I haven't rewatched it yet, so we'll see.
Yeah.
Anyways, if you do want to see that, when we come back and talk about all the Spider-Men coming together and hugging each other, you can actually head over to bigsandwich.co. That's like our private Patreon where there's early videos, bonus podcasts, we do movie commentaries, we do video game Let's Plays.
You can look at our $1 billion.
You can look at it. You can look at it, but that's all.
That's right.
Yeah. And if you're lucky, I'll leave it to you when I'm dead. One of you.
Oh, not me.
Not you.
Ah.
You've got your own $1 billion, I assume. From somewhere else, I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know what you're up to.
Sure.
Yeah. Or, of course, we have a podcast called The Weekly Planet where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. That comes out every Monday. Of course, we're going to be talking about Madam Web, the biggest movie of the year, no doubt. Excited?
No.
More spam.
That is more spam.
It's a big year for spam. We know that. We're getting three spam movies.
We are getting three spams.
Yeah. So that's exciting, probably.
That's right. It's the spam naissance.
Finally.
We're finally in the spam. Folks, hashtag spam naissance. Get it out there.
That podcast, of course, is available on Apple, iTunes, Spotify. It's got its own YouTube channel, et cetera, and so forth. Thank you so much to Ben and Lawrence for the edit.
Thank you, Ben and Lawrence.
We'll see you for the next one where you're going to get a big hater coming in hot.
Can't wait.
Okay, goodbye.
I got theories.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah, grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.